On the Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. Mark Twain, whose real name was Samuel Langhorne Clemens, was an American writer, humorist, and lecturer. He was born on November 30, 1835, in Florida, Missouri, and died on April 21, 1910, in Redding, Connecticut. Twain is best known for his novel The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and its sequel Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, both of which are considered classic works of American literature. These novels are set in the Mississippi River region and provide an insightful portrayal of American life and culture during the 19th century, particularly with regard to the pre-Civil War era. His writing style was known for its humor, satire, and social commentary, which often critiqued various aspects of society, including racism, human nature, and the injustices of his time. Twain's works often highlighted the complexities of the human condition and showcased his keen observations of the world around him. Throughout his career, Twain became one of the most well-known and celebrated authors of his time. He traveled extensively, delivering lectures and gaining fame for his wit and storytelling abilities. Mark Twain's literary contributions have left an enduring impact on American literature, and his works continue to be studied, enjoyed, and analyzed to this day. In this article, we shall discuss his most famous work, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, with the help of a few questions. Question 1. What is The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn? Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is a novel written by Mark Twain, first published in the United States in 1885. It is considered one of the greatest works of American literature and a classic of the coming-of-age genre. The novel is often referred to simply as Huckleberry Finn or Huck Finn. The story is a direct sequel to Twain's earlier novel, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, and is narrated by its central character, Huckleberry Finn, who is Tom Sawyer's best friend. The events take place in the pre-Civil War era along the Mississippi River. The plot revolves around Huck Finn, a young boy from a fictional town called St. Petersburg, Missouri. Huck is an independent and adventurous spirit who finds himself caught between the expectations of society and his own sense of morality. He is also dealing with an abusive father, Pap Finn, who wants to control his son and his inheritance. At the beginning of the novel, Huck is taken in by the Widow Douglas and Miss Watson, who attempt to civilize him and mold him into a proper, respectable young man. However, Huck becomes restless and yearns for freedom from the constraints of civilization. Huck's life takes a significant turn when he escapes from his father and goes on a raft journey down the Mississippi River. Along the way, he encounters Jim, an enslaved man who has run away seeking freedom. Together, they form an unlikely friendship as they navigate the challenges and dangers of their journey. Throughout their adventures, Huck and Jim encounter a variety of characters and situations that highlight the social issues and prejudices of the time, particularly concerning race and slavery. Twain uses the novel as a vehicle to critique the hypocrisy and cruelty of slavery and the racism prevalent in the antebellum South. The novel's exploration of morality, conscience, and the conflict between societal norms and personal ethics has made it a complex and thought-provoking work. Despite receiving praise for its insight and literary merits, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn has also faced controversy due to its frequent use of racial slurs and portrayal of African-American characters. Nevertheless, it remains an essential and influential piece of American literature that continues to be studied and discussed for its profound themes and character development. Question 2. What inspired Mark Twain to write the book? Mark Twain drew inspiration for the book from various sources, including his personal experiences, the culture and society of the time, and the stories he heard while growing up along the Mississippi River. Mark Twain spent much of his youth in the towns along the Mississippi River, and his experiences as a young boy likely influenced the setting and characters in the novel. Twain had a passion for riverboats and exploring the Mississippi River, which is reflected in Huck and Jim's journey down the river on a raft. As a riverboat pilot in his early adulthood, Twain would have heard numerous stories and tall tales from fellow pilots, crew members, and passengers. The riverboat culture and the people he encountered on his travels likely contributed to the colorful characters and humorous anecdotes woven throughout the novel. Twain was born in the South and grew up in a slave-holding society. As he became more aware of the injustices of slavery and the complexities of race relations, he became critical of these societal norms. Huckleberry Finn explores the issue of slavery through the character of Jim, providing a scathing critique of the institution. Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is a direct sequel to Twain's earlier novel, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Twain had previously introduced the character of Huckleberry Finn in Tom Sawyer, and he decided to further explore Huck's character and adventures in his own novel. Mark Twain was known for his satirical and critical observations of American society. Through Huck's first-person narrative, Twain used the novel to comment on various aspects of society, such as the hypocrisy of religious and moral values, the flaws in the justice system, and the conformity of societal norms. Some incidents and characters in the novel were inspired by real-life events and people that Twain encountered or heard about during his lifetime. He blended these elements with his own imaginative storytelling to create a rich and vivid narrative. The novel's unique blend of adventure, social commentary, and satire has made it a timeless and influential work in American literature. Question 3. Who are the primary characters of the book? The primary characters in the book are Huckleberry Finn, Huck the protagonist and narrator of the story. Huck is a young boy, around 13 or 14 years old, who is adventurous, independent, and free-spirited. He is the son of the town drunkard, Pap Finn, and is initially taken in by the widow Douglas and Miss Watson. Throughout the novel, Huck struggles with societal norms and wrestles with his conscience as he forms a close bond with Jim and embarks on a journey down the Mississippi River. Jim, a runaway slave and one of Huck's closest companions on his journey. Jim is kind-hearted, superstitious, and deeply devoted to his family. He runs away from Miss Watson to avoid being sold down the river, seeking freedom in the northern states. Huck and Jim develop a strong friendship as they face various challenges and dangers together. Tom Sawyer, Huck's best friend and the protagonist of Mark Twain's previous novel, The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Tom is imaginative, mischievous, and full of grand ideas. He joins Huck and Jim in their adventures towards the end of the novel, bringing his flair for elaborate and sometimes impractical schemes. Widow Douglas and Miss Watson, the two sisters who take care of Huck at the beginning of the novel after the death of his father. They attempt to civilize Huck and teach him manners and proper behavior, though Huck finds their rules and strictures stifling. Pap Finn, Huck's abusive and alcoholic father, who resents Huck's attempts to get an education and lead a respectable life. Pap Finn wants to control Huck and get hold of his son's money. His violent and unpredictable nature drives Huck to escape and seek freedom. The Duke and the King, two con artists and swindlers who meet Huck and Jim during their journey down the river. The Duke and the King bring chaos and deception to the story, using various schemes to exploit others and make money. The Granger Fords and the Shepherdsons, two feuding families that Huck encounters during his travels. Their bitter and senseless feud is a commentary on the irrationality of violence and the futility of such conflicts. Aunt Polly, Tom Sawyer's aunt, who appears near the end of the novel when Tom and Huck return to the town. These are some of the primary characters that shape the narrative of Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Throughout the novel, Mark Twain skillfully weaves their interactions and personalities to explore themes of freedom, morality, race, and society. Question 4. What is the style in which Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is written? Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is written in a distinctive style that reflects Mark Twain's literary craftsmanship and his ability to capture the voice of the narrator, Huckleberry Finn. The novel is primarily written in the first-person narrative from Huck's perspective, which gives it a unique and intimate tone. Twain uses colloquial and regional language to portray the dialects and speech patterns of the characters, particularly Huck and Jim. The characters speak in a way that reflects their social backgrounds and upbringing, providing authenticity to the setting and the time period. Twain provides detailed descriptions of the Mississippi River and its surroundings, capturing the atmosphere of the South during the antebellum era. His vivid and evocative descriptions create a strong sense of place and contribute to the novel's immersive storytelling. Twain's writing is infused with humor, wit, and satire. He uses humor to entertain readers and satirical elements to critique the societal norms and hypocrisies of the time. Through humorous incidents and witty observations, Twain sheds light on the absurdities of human behavior and societal institutions. Embedded within the narrative, Twain offers insightful commentary on various social issues, including racism, slavery, superstitions, and the complexities of morality. He challenges prevailing attitudes and conventions, prompting readers to reflect on the human condition and the society they live in. Twain employs irony and understatement to subtly convey deeper meanings and critiques. Often, the humor and irony in the novel serve as a vehicle for conveying more profound messages about the human experience. The novel explores themes of growth, maturation, and the moral development of the protagonist, Huck. Twain skillfully depicts Huck's inner conflicts and struggles as he grapples with questions of right and wrong and attempts to navigate the complexities of the adult world. Twain's focus on depicting the authentic culture, landscapes, and people of the American South contributes to the realism and regionalism of the novel. His portrayal of everyday life and the diverse characters encountered by Huck and Jim adds depth and richness to the story. Overall, Mark Twain's writing style in Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is characterized by its authenticity, humor, social commentary, and the skillful use of the first-person perspective. Question 5. What is the significance and legacy of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn? The significance and legacy of the book are profound, making it one of the most influential and debated works in American literature. The novel's portrayal of Jim, an escaped slave, as a complex and sympathetic character challenged prevailing racist stereotypes of the time. Twain's critique of slavery and his exploration of racial themes made the novel groundbreaking in its efforts to confront the issue of race in American society. Through The Adventures of Huck and Jim, Twain skillfully satirizes various aspects of society, including religion, morality, education, and social norms. He exposes the hypocrisy and irrationality of human behavior, prompting readers to reflect on the flaws and contradictions of their own society. Twain's use of vernacular language and colloquial speech added authenticity and vividness to the narrative. This innovative use of language became an influential element in American literature and impacted subsequent generations of writers such as Ernest Hemingway and Ralph Ellison. Huckleberry Finn has faced censorship and challenges over the years due to its depiction of racial themes and the use of racial slurs. Despite these controversies, the novel's artistic merit and its significance in critiquing racism and societal issues have prevailed. The novel has contributed to shaping American cultural identity, reflecting the nation's history, racial tensions, and ongoing discussions about morality and freedom. It remains a valuable text for exploring and understanding American history and its complex social landscape. The book has inspired countless authors, intellectuals, and activists. It remains a central work in discussions about the American literary canon, and its influence can be seen in subsequent works that address similar themes and social issues. The novel's enduring impact on literature and its contributions to discussions about race and societal issues make it a vital and essential work in American literary history.